All right, folks, you know what time it is. It is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. We are talking about Donny Iris.
That's right. Donny Iris, from the Jaggers to Wild Cherry to the song Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. Kind of the one-hit wonder. He got some airplay, reached some fame.
Yep.
It was all great for Donny, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was 100% great, and everything was great. It was rainbows and unicorns and waterfalls.
Well, Mike, you know me. You've heard me talk about the devil and the details of the music business.
Yeah.
Guess what? And so it was with Donny.
Oh, no.
So rumor has it that someone from Michigan, of all places, offered a demo tape to MCA Records in California, and it was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But it later turned up as the song Aaliyah.
Oh.
All the parties got tied up in legal disputes over copyright infringement, royalties, on and on.
And the lawyers got rich the
end. There you go. Donnie's always said the lawsuits were baseless, but nonetheless, Donny did not make a penny off that song due to legal fees.
Ah, jeepers.
So, his music career never really achieved much success after that, and Donny eventually founded a mortgage company.
Okay.
Yeah. SimCorp, around his home area of Pittsburgh. That
okay.
kept him afloat for about 20 years until he retired. But Donny said he did enjoy his 15 minutes of fame.